Proclamation number 7297, dated the March 2, 1959. Transformation of Earth. The Earth will continue to exist, for I have not planned its total destruction. Yet everything living on it, as well as all creations of nature, will cease to be, so that a complete purification of Earth can take place, since in its present state it no longer serves the progress of the spiritual substances. All living creations in, on and above the Earth will lose their lifts. They will be released from their enshrouding external form and able to continue the path of development, which at the moment is at risk for all spiritually tangible beings. For my adversary rages in every possible way and, time and again, tries to stop or interrupt this development. But the Earth shall still fulfill its task for an infinitely long time to come, seeing that still immature beings shall mature on it to attain childship to God. And therefore Earth will arise again after a thorough purification process has taken place, after all spiritual substances are correctly placed, that is, after they are embedded into the external forms they merit, from hard matter up to the human being, who will also have to be offered easier opportunities to achieve maturity again to enable them to reach the goal of becoming true children of God. Thus the final destruction is synonymous with the end of the old Earth, even though the planet as such will remain and merely its external shell will go through a complete transformation. And thus the end can, and rightfully should, be pointed out, as it will not just mean the end of all civilizations but also ends the existence of every work of creation on this earth. And a new period will start again. The entire earth's surface will be brought to life by me again with the most magnificent kinds of creations for the human eye to delight in once more, as I will give all new creations most exquisite forms and provide all types of living creations to coexist with the people who will inhabit this new earth again and whom I will take there myself in love, wisdom and might. For I will establish the root of a new human race with those I was able to remove from the old earth. They remain true to me until the end and thus are chosen by me as the new generation, who in turn shall bring forth people who live within my will and amongst whom I can dwell myself by virtue of their faith and love. And it will be a blissful state, for the new creations will delight people to an extent never known before. People will truly inhabit a paradise, an earth which no longer corresponds to the old earth, because it will only be occupied by mature people capable of receiving an extent of bliss previously unknown on Earth, since humanity already belonged to Satan, thus necessitating the cleansing of Earth. And this time lies ahead of you, and each one of you would still be able to change his nature such to be granted the great blessing of the rapture. But a person is rarely able to muster firm faith in it, and only few people have such abundance of love that they belong to the small flock which I will call away suddenly and unexpectedly. But prior to that, a time of need will befall Earth which should be a very definite sign for you that the day is not far away. When you are able to clearly observe my adversary's activities, when you yourselves are exposed to the evil deeds of his cohorts, when the adversity gets worse and a way out seems impossible to you, then this end will be near, then I will use my might to destroy everything profoundly evil and rescue my own from certain destruction. And those taken away by me will live to see the downfall of the old earth, although they will no longer be affected by it themselves. But one day they shall bear witness to the judgment of a righteous God, they shall be able to observe the act of destruction and yet praise and glorify the one who has saved them from this judgment. and once again I will carry out an act of creation, for my willpower alone will let a new earth arise, a dwelling place for my small flock, for my chosen people, who will then be able to live their new life in paradise, in peace and freedom, in happiness and bliss, in light and strength, where no suffering and pain exists because the source of all evil is bound and unable to oppress people for a long time. For one earth period has come to an end, and a new one will start again to help countless still bound spiritual substances to progress in order to enable them reach the final goal. The unity with me is my child. And this is what lies ahead of you humans, for the time is fulfilled which was once granted to you to achieve the final release from the form. Amen.